This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Gina Kaufman.
One of the big hopes in Kansas City is that a focus on entrepreneurship will generate new jobs. Adam Arredondo strongly believes in that dream. He co-founded the Kansas City Startup Village, as well as Startland, a website for local news about tech and innovation. But he thinks there's something holding us back in Kansas City. I'll let him explain.
Let me start off by saying that I love Kansas City. I love the humility. I love the blue-collar work ethic. I love the hospitality. I love the low cost of living. In fact, I couldn't be more proud to be a Kansas Cityan. After the World Series, I wore Royals or Kansas City gear every day for an entire month. Not only do I love Kansas City, but I'm as passionate as anyone about helping our city reach its full potential. I often say that Kansas City is my startup. With the revitalization of downtown, the momentum of our entrepreneurial community, and the success of our sports teams, there is no reason why Kansas City cannot be a world-class 21st century city. However, there is one big thing holding us back, and it's actually one of the very things that makes us great. It's Kansas City nice. If you're from KC, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's our endless desire to make everyone feel wanted, welcome, and comfortable. However, that desire is killing the innovative companies we so badly want to succeed. Often, when I go to meetings with Kansas City leaders, the real conversations happen in the parking lot afterwards. This is a huge problem. We sit in meetings and bite our tongue in order to keep everyone happy, but we're hurting ourselves in the long run. If we can't give and receive honest, constructive, face-to-face feedback, we'll never be one of America's most entrepreneurial cities. If we don't take the opportunity at civic events to celebrate successes, but also challenge our shortcomings, just because it makes a few people uncomfortable, we'll never be one of America's most entrepreneurial cities. If we don't invite Kansas City's highest potential startups to participate in discussions to build programs and resources to support them, because their feedback might disrupt the status quo, we'll never be one of America's most entrepreneurial cities. If we don't establish measurable goals for our entrepreneurial efforts because we're too risk-averse to take bold action and hold ourselves accountable, we'll never be one of America's most entrepreneurial cities. People are nice because they care. I've talked with countless early-stage entrepreneurs over the years that keep their mouths shut to play the KC Nice game. But now is the time we must change or risk being left behind. There are many questions that deserve frank answers. Why do entrepreneurs and civic leaders have such drastically different opinions about the availability of capital for startups in Kansas City? Why aren't our highest potential innovators and civic leaders discussing how to build America's most entrepreneurial city together? Why aren't college students a more integral part of our entrepreneurial community? Why do many corporations view startups as competition for talent? Why is there such little diversity in our startup community? I could continue, but these are just a few of the big questions that we're failing to discuss in an open, transparent way. If we don't get those most affected and those best positioned to drive change together to address these questions, we'll never be America's most entrepreneurial city. Let's be honest, Kansas City. Honesty is just not one of our strong suits. We're simply being too nice. It's time for that to change. It's time for some tough love, Kansas City.
That was Adam Arredondo of Kansas City Startup Village. His commentary originally appeared as an essay for Startland News. Wondering exactly what he means by Kansas City nice and what its repercussions might be beyond the tech world? Central Standard hosted a really lively conversation about that in March. We even generated a list of key characteristics of Kansas City nice. We'll link to that with the audio from today's show. You'll find everything at kcur.org/centralstandard later today. That's kcur.org/centralstandard.